Al Draper back tomorrow. Whitey Gleason, Jay Johnson with you. Jay, I don't know what's going on with the weather. I mean, I did take meteorology in college and got a B-. But
seriously?
One semester.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? You just gave it up?
Funny, because I thought I got a C-, and years later, I had to check my transcripts for summer work. It's like, hey, I got a B-. I was so happy. It was very difficult. My point is, I don't know, we could get anything today, right? We could get, could be fine, could be thunderstorms, could be hail. It's just really unstable right now. It's kind of, it's almost like biblical weather. It looks to me, we got a little window there. It looks like it's starting to get dark, but I don't know.
So that means you either have your coat, tank top, sweater, or just a long sleeve or a regular shirt.
You got everything. Yeah.
You got
umbrella somewhere.
Coat, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know.
You got your snow boots?
I got one.
Okay. You got your chains in your trunk?
Don't think I'll need those, but you never know. You never know. Those hailstorms this time of year.
Yeah, seriously.
Those are scary. Everything's
they
fine.
Are.
And then it's like someone flips the switch. All right. Next. Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic weekend. I didn't do a lot, man. We went to go see the Bob Marley movie, as I told you.
Uh-huh.
And
stand up.
Yeah, absolutely. What else? Oh, I went to go see my friend who they actually won, and they won yesterday as well. So they'll be moving to the Golden One Center tomorrow for the section championships.
Nice.
Yeah, beyond that, man, I just, you know, the honey-do list and relaxed and you know, trying to get my Whitey Gleason on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I did not watch any of the NBA All-Star game.
Me either.
I don't know if I've ever missed the All-Star game before. It was fine. It was wonderful not being tethered to that. I'm a little surprised by how many people are spending a lot of time today like, what's wrong with it? Boy, what happened? How do we fix it? I don't know, Jay. I'm sure we'll talk about it. But to me, the All-Star game is... it's kind of where the pro football, the Pro Bowl was in like 2008, where it's like it's dying and they're going to try, people rant and rave about it. You can't fix it. There's no reason for players to play harder. And if you're going to watch it, you just have to accept that and have a good time. But to think that, oh, this is an outrage, they need to fix this, I just don't believe it's going to happen.
Agreed. I mean, I'm wholeheartedly, I didn't miss it. I'm glad, as you said, you weren't tethered to it.
Yeah.
I forgot that it was even on. Father-in-law gave me a shout. I was like, hey, did you see Kevin Durant get nutmegged? And I was like, no, I did not. He was like, what are you watching? Like, man, I'm watching something else, man. I think I can't remember what. I wasn't even watching that thing. I think I was working on something. But, yeah, absolutely. There is nothing at this point. Pro Bowl for sure. You know, Pro Bowl's kind of been – yeah, I guess
a flag football game.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It's been audible a few times over the last, you know, couple of years, and flipped from before the Super Bowl, post Super Bowl, like all kind of different things. The NBA All-Star game has kind of jumped around East versus West, international versus the world, you know, draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, man. There's really nothing off the top of my head that's really going to bring me back to watch it. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's it for me. It doesn't bother me. I don't feel outraged. I know Kendrick Perkins today, and I guess this is what he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
he said that the players were, it was a disgrace, you know, to All-Stars of the past. And first of all, you know, Kendrick Perkins has been on this show, and I know he's friends with Drapes, but what if I want to know anything about an All-Star game, isn't he like the last person I'm going to talk to?
He said 14 years, and I've never been in one, and you should hold it to a higher standard.
Yeah.
The difference is LeBron's been there 20 years.
Yeah.
And you have all Steph Curry's and KD's and all these guys are, you know, 9, 10 multiple time All-Stars. And unless you're Ty Maxey or, you know, someone like that of that stature, which I can't even think of another one for the first timer off the top of my head, then it's all the same. And a lot of it, and why do you know this? One of the things you always get about, and we had this conversation with the Super Bowl, is it more fans or is it more corporate? Like, who's watching? Who's attending? And Drapes has been on, has said the last couple times he's been, it seems like it's more corporate, not enough fans.
And he was there last year.
Right. Salt Lake, right?
It's a little surprising to me that we have this same reaction every year, this reaction of outrage and surprise. And it's just the nature of the game right now. And I remember when the commissioner of the NFL talked about, we're going to stop having this game. Like, that was a threat. And, you know, the players like, okay, The NFL, obviously, yeah, they're not going to do that because they still, even though now the Pro Bowl is literally flag football and then a bunch of other, you know, games of, you know, grab ass, that they had better ratings than the NBA All-Star game. And the NBA All-Star game ratings were actually up, Jay. They were up 20% this year. So why do they do it? That's why they do it.
How, though? Why, though?
People.
What for, though?
There's nothing else on. And people, you know, there's no baseball yet. Football's done. It's like, oh, it's the All-Star game. All right. So, yeah, 20% increase. The Pro Bowl games, that's a skills competition, flag football, that had 5.79 million viewers 2 weeks ago. And then the NBA All-Star game had 5.5 million viewers. And those are pretty healthy numbers for anything. So, you know, the NBA can rant and rave, but people watched it. And then, you know, next year we'll have some other cockamamie plan about this will fix it, making competitive. No, it's not gonna. That's just kind of where it is right now. You either have to accept that or just stop having All-Star games, which, and I'm fine with either one, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine either way.
It's kind of one of those things that we're, it's okay to recognize the guys. It's okay to recognize the situation and then give them the bonus that goes along with it. You know, let's go through the process. But as far as physically playing the game, you know, literally playing the game, I'm pretty sure there's some people, as you said, 5 million people who watched it and enjoyed it. I guarantee there's some people who still enjoy the weekend. But I'm pretty sure there's an overwhelming amount of, you know, fans of the NBA and sports fans who probably be like, yeah, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really need to see it.
Yeah. There's no defense, so it's not basketball, but it's been that way to varying degrees for a long time. And now it's just everyone just, it's almost like, we're not even going to pretend we care anymore. So there you are with an All-Star game, and thank goodness it's over. The worst thing about the All-Star game now is that we have that longer All-Star break. Used to be, okay, you get the game, whatever, a couple days, and you're back at it. I think they used to start on Tuesday again. Now we got to wait till Thursday for basketball to start. I don't like that at all.
Do something with your life, Whitey. It's okay.
I know, but it's the NBA, and this is when we need the NBA. Football has left us. Baseball is, we have a complicated relationship
sure,
with baseball.
Absolutely.
I think even you do.
Yes.
Yeah, and you play it at a very high level.
Very true.
So we're still, you know, that's a treacherous and tricky and slippery slope. But basketball should be there for us now, and it's not, and it angers
These
me.
These guys need a little rest. They need a blow. They need a little something.
That's you not know, my put your problem. Feet up.
You don't care.
They get load management. You can't have it every which way, right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
But I understand. You're right.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things, and I understand. You're yearning for sports. You're yearning for competition. Look, you can watch a little golf. You know, a little golf this past weekend. You're a golfer.
Yeah,
not
but
the same,
they don't start
what?
Again till Thursday because they were in L.A., you? Right? I watched a little yeah. bit of, a little bit of that.
Got a little soccer jumping around here.
Okay.
You're not tied to
I
it?
I don't know.
No.
I'm not bad-mouthing. I'm just kind of, I don't
sure.
know. And college basketball, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, college hoop.
It's kind of, they're trying to convince us that they're heating up. March is right around the corner, but it's like, nah.
It's a week away. Not, you don't care.
March is a week away?
Yeah, well, today's the 20th, right? Week and a half.
Getting there, huh?
Yeah. 29
right.
days. We're in a leap year.
Closer than I thought.
Yeah, come on now, brother.
Yeah. All right, so the final score of the All-Star game was 211 to 186. And the All-Star game is cooked, and that's just, if you enjoy shooting, go watch it. And if not, I don't want to hear about the complaints and how they're going to fix it. They're not going to fix it. It's not fixable. So enjoy it or just shut up about it.
True.
Now, are you happy that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Are you happy that Steph beat Sabrina?
Absolutely. I'm all for it. And I was on record as saying I was hoping he would crush her, which he didn't. She had a very, very good showing.
She did.
I mean, she shot lights out, you know, but you're talking about the greatest shooter to ever touch the basketball floor that we've been able to see. I'm pretty sure there's somebody on somebody's, you know, blacktop somewhere in, you know, in the middle of nowhere who's been a great shooter, and we just never, for whatever reason, got to see that person. But as far as when it comes to professional, Steph is by far, hands down, the greatest shooter we've ever saw. I think we saw that again. He got hot on the last three or four racks, you know, and he just turned it on, flipped the switch. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's amazing to me is that it was what, 5 balls a rack, and you had 1, 2, 3, 5 racks, and then you have
money ball,
no, you have
in
6
there,
ball, right? And then you have like the 2 kind of sprite shots or whatever they call them.
Sure.
You know, yeah, there you go. And so, yeah, those. The fact that he can hit like 18 out of 25, and yeah, like that's amazing, man.
It is.
That's a lot of shooting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And constantly do it. Not just, oh, that was one round, like, you know, and I know there wasn't rounds, but he's a 2-time winner of the 3-point contest. And the fact that he's done it numerous times over and over and over, it's just, it's crazy, man. You got to show respect.
Kenny Smith caught a lot of flack because he said she should have been shooting from closer. And I believe his explanation. I really think he meant that it's only fair for her if she shoots from closer because that's where she shoots from.
Mm.
And a lot of people thought he was taking a shot at her. If he did, I don't think he meant to. He was just saying, look, that's not where her 3-point line is.
Yeah.
So she
not
should,
used
yeah.
to it.
But to her credit, you know, and she said she didn't want to, so he probably should have just dropped it there. But instead, he's like, no, she should have shot from there. So he's still, you know, drawing some fire for that. But good for her. Now, I don't know if the balls were the same size, but it doesn't matter.
No, she shot woman's ball.
Okay, that's what I figured. But it was incredible, and I guess that was the highlight of the weekend, such as it was.
Yeah, I think so. That and the fact that Dame won his, you know, back-to-back 3-point competition. I think those were the two things that most people were really talking about. And after that, it was more or less like the off-the-court stuff. You know, LeBron talking about the Warriors,
mm-hmm.
possible trade that could have happened. You know, Trae Young on what's his futures coming up. You like, most of the things that were in the news were off the court. On the court, in reality, it was just, you know, Steph and Dame.
Except for the court itself.
LED.
Yeah. Which, again, as I said last week, not a huge fan. I don't know how you felt about it.
I didn't see the game.
They played on a just a normal.
Okay, got yeah. you. I would
because
say.
Because that would be disgraceful to play the All-Star game on that court.
I would say from what I saw, I'm in, you know, it doesn't matter to me. Kind of like what you're saying, I'm not tethered to it. I see them pulling it out for All-Star, like a summer league thing, a competition, or, you know, something of that nature. I'm all, that's cool. No problem. You know, mm-hmm. spice it up a little bit. Beyond that, I ain't care less.
To me, it reeks of desperation a little bit that you got to have a light up court to try to get me to watch. It's like, well, what's wrong with your product that you got to have a light up court?
Marty, I'm starting to feel that you dislike All-Star Weekend instead of impartial to it. Yeah.
I used to like it, and now it just bugs me for a lot of reasons, and I'm thrilled that it's done, and anybody who liked it and had fun with it, good. That's great. I'm happy for you.
Why does it bother you? Let's get to the root here. Let me put you on the couch. Let me go ahead and get my tablet out, and let me ask you a few questions. Why does it bother you?
It's unnecessary, and I think it's disingenuous because it purports to be something that it's not close to being. See the greatest stars in the world. Mm. And this year, oh, it's East against West again. Look out. And they don't care. And I would rather watch a JV basketball game between players that care, that are trying to win, than a game between the best players in the world if they don't want to win. And I don't begrudge them that. It's like, you can't trick me into watching this. That's how I feel. Like, you're trying to trick me into watching something that isn't what you say it is. So good luck, but I'm out.
I think the branding, the pure words of what it is I can understand where you're saying, where it's like, you know, look at me, the Ringling Brothers Circus, you know, come out, check out the, you know, the big top and all these different acts. And then you get in there and it's like, well, you know, we know the animals are no longer there because of, you know, certain situations
yeah.
and they probably shouldn't be there. Let me
right.
put that on record. But the other part of it is like, oh, I came to watch, you know, the dancing, you know, penguins or whatever the case may be. And they're like, oh, well, they're not the penguins. They're dogs dressed as penguins.
Yeah.
You know, and then, well, I came to watch the man pull the sword out of his neck, and he's not pulling the sword out. He's pulling.
He pulled the sword out of his what?
Out of his neck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out of his neck. And okay. then all of a sudden, you know, now he's just pulling out a butter knife. You
right.
know, so I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand
yeah.
it. But I think the pure, I guess the facts of it is look, they are the stars of the league. They are playing,
mm-hmm.
literally, they aren't playing hard. What you want as a consumer is you want to see these guys go at it for real.
Either they go at it for real mm-hmm. or we just don't have the thing.
Okay.
And if you're
there's
gonna,
no in between for
the way
you.
It is now, yeah, and the way it is now, it's like, that's fine. Good for you. I'm just not on board with it.
Got you.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be All-Star Games. The first All-Star Game, according to legend, baseball All-Star Game 1933 was for the fans. Here you go, fans. Here's a game where you get to see all the best players against each other. And now with free agency, we get to see that all the time. And I don't think it is for the fans. It's for really, it's for the players. And that's fine. But if it's not for me, I'm not interested. I'm glad it's over. And as I say, I'm glad if you enjoyed it, you did. And the Sabrina thing, you know, if you have an All-Star weekend and there's one thing that you know we're going to talk about down the road, that's great. And we obviously are going to be talking about that for a long time. When we come back, what the standings and the schedule say about the Kings' second half reality with Jay and Whitey, Sat Down Sports. Coming up bottom of the hour, it's Whitey and Jay today, and Drape's back with us tomorrow. But bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Mike Testa, CEO of Visit Sacramento. You know, Jay, our show Friday, we spent a lot of time talking about a potential A's move here, and there have been a number of things that have been reported since even then, since Friday. So we're just going to check in with Mike, who is not privy to the details of these negotiations, but we're going to try to get a sense of where Visit Sacramento is in terms of a potential A's move here, where Visit Sacramento is in terms of improving our major league profile. I know that's kind of a focus of the city. We'll see where some of that is right now, and then we'll just have to sit tight on this whole A's thing.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's funny, as I was talking to Mike a little earlier, and one of the things I said to you and him is, and I mean, you know, to pull back the curtain, no one knows what's going on with the A's, like zero. And when you speak to, you know, Mike, the type of people like Mike in the mayor's office, and, you know, we reach out to some of our insiders, and everyone's hands are in the air. Like, I don't even know, you know. It's interesting. And so what the A's spin, one of the things that we there's been a bunch of spinoffs that we've had this conversation, and even, you know, kind of jumping back to the Republic, Whitey, is like, I think the overall conversation really is Sacramento ready for a second professional league, you know. And so I think that's something to ask Mike about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there was the report from The Athletic that we talked about Friday that said Sacramento is the front runner to get the A's on an interim basis. Where did that come from? Didn't come from Sacramento, so nope. It came from the A's, presumably. And then there was another report the next day.
The very next day.
Yeah, that said, oh, they're focusing on staying in Oakland.
Staying in Oakland.
So it does sound like we're being leveraged a little bit
here. Of course. Which is
no surprise.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
But the other part of that, and I guess this for me is the great part about it, and hopefully, you know, the city feels this way, is to even be mentioned in those conversations lets you know we should be close to, you know, something. And I think that's part of the reason of having Mike on is, like, you know, he is the CEO of Visit Sacramento, and he has his hands into, you know, all these different things. I don't want to say single-handedly, but he was, you know, very instrumental in bringing the strongest man of the world, you know, competition here. And so, which has been here twice, I believe, now in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when we have, you know, worldwide competitions and events come to Sacramento, it's interesting to see where we even sit on the grand scale of what's next.
Yeah, raises our profile. But
yes,
one of the benefits of that, we'll talk to Mike about that bottom of the hour. Thank you for your feedback on the YouTube chat, on the text line, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Ryan Williams Art says, Whitey, a light-up court to draw attention, how ridiculous. Hey, on another note, Do you like our Nickelodeon Slime Time NFL broadcast? Pretty cool, right? I should have, because you had, I know SpongeBob was part of it, and I think Mr. Krabs. I didn't see much of that Ryan Williams art, but thank you. I know that's been ongoing. That's different, though, right? Because that is supposed to be drawing kids into becoming football fans. The Light Up Court, is it kids or just anybody, or are they trying to distract us from what's actually going on the court?
Why do you sound bitter, man? You sound real bitter about your All-Star, because, see, you come from an era where All-Star game was competitive.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Yeah. But
a
I
lot
come from
more
an era
the
where
last...
the backboards weren't even glass yet.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not dating you, brother. Yeah. I'm just saying
I knew
that.
The guy that said, hey, if you cut a hole in the peach basket, the ball will come out. We're like, that's a great idea.
I was an associate of yours. But I can understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying, why do you kind of coming off as like old school? You know, you coming off as a bitter fan, man. And that's not normally you.
I'm not bitter.
That's not normally you, man.
I'm not bitter.
I think there's an underlining tone there.
Brandon Dietzman said, you know, you were talking about dancing penguins. He says, dancing penguins are dope.
You're not going to see them.
But you, what did your circus have? Dancing penguins, but they're really like chihuahuas or
something? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're, dancing pugs.
Ultimate Kingpin says the highlight was Jaylen Brown getting booed multiple times in the dunk contest.
Man, that was a thing over the weekend. Like, if there was anyone, I think the two people who really took the losses this past week were Jaylen Brown, or past weekend, and somewhat, I've seen him before, and I'm not trying to give him no love, you know, whatever, no hate, no what. Get your money. That's one thing I always say. Kai Sennett, who's like a, I don't know if he's a YouTuber, I don't know if he's a socialite, like I don't even know what to call Big Dog, but I think him and Jaylen took some losses this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to the point where he was throwing tantrums, he wasn't playing, it sounded like. And then at the same time, Jaylen jumped over him, and they were like, well, he's already, 5'2".
Yeah.
Sit down in the chair, he's 3'6", and, you know, just.
Now, I didn't see it, but in a way, Jaylen Brown should have been applauded for being a big star that wanted to be in the dunk contest, right? That's part of the problem, is none of the stars want to do it, and at least he said he wanted to do it. I guess he didn't do it very well, but he was there.
Yeah, I mean, he made it to the finals. He made it to the finals. I saw Jacob Toppin's, 360, whatever he did through the legs. And a lot of people were like, oh, he got, scored. He got an underscore. The score wasn't proper. It was under than what, he's probably deserved. And he probably shouldn't have moved on. And Jaylen did, some regular dunk and shouldn't have moved on. And I think that's part of it, which is it's Jaylen Brown. You kind of got to push him through to see if something happens. I'll say this.
How about this, too? Get judges that actually used to dunk the basketball
That's
on a
true
regular
too.
Basis.
Yeah, because you got Mitch Richmond. No,
great player.
I love the Rock.
Gary Payton.
GP. Yeah. Like, none of these dudes were dunkers. Hillman, from Sacramento. Like, none of these guys
were. He could
dunk.
But the other guy, yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, it's – he's not known as a dunker, I should say.
Yeah.
Like, I think you kind of have to go with some of the star power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Where's Harold Miner when you need him?
That's a good question. Back to back, right? Back to back.
Yes, I think so.
He won the dunk contest. I think so. Let
me make sure.
I almost named a dog after him, but we didn't.
Really?
Last minute we changed it. Yeah.
Why?
Changed it last minute. Why did we change it?
No, why were you naming?
We had this little puppy, and he's the cutest dog. He looked like he might have been part wolf. And we got him right about that time. It's like, what do we name him?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were at the vet's office, and I said, we're going to name him Minor. And the woman at the vet's office, she goes, no, you don't want to do that. I don't know why, but she's like, nah. We ended up naming him Orion. But anyway.
Inglewood's finest, baby.
That's what I remember about Harold Miner. The Kings. How about the Kings here? Second half standings, Jay. It looks like right now, as we get ready to start the season eventually, 2 weeks, whenever it is they start playing again, you've got your four teams on top of the West: Minnesota, OKC, the Clippers, Nuggets. Looks like that group is pretty much set. I know a lot of things can change, but that's what it looks like. Then you got your next six: Phoenix, Pelicans, Mavs, Kings, Lakers, Warriors. So I think right now, it's really looking likely that the Kings end up in the play-in. Would you agree? They may not. They may end up fifth or sixth.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't think it's very realistic at all to think they'll have home court in the first round like they did last year. I think they're probably headed for the play-in.
Yeah, I like where you're going there. I mean, I don't really have too much to add. As we get closer, I should say, and I know we're looking, you know, we have to preview. I'm going to hold mine for Drapes a little bit more.
Okay.
Because I think he's gonna have a hissy fit.
Like, might, I think, yeah, I get that.
I think me and you are kind of barking up the same tree, going back to Mr. Orion, you know, your dog Orion. I think we're barking up the same tree, and I don't want to spill my hand 100%, but I do think they're going to, I don't want to say limp, because I don't think they're going to limp, but I think the West right now, the veteran teams, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Warriors, like some of these teams are getting ready to turn it on, and you can kind of see it. You know, in some of the reaction and some of the conversations, I was watching Paul George's podcast, and he was talking about, you know, like, now was go time for us. You know, me and Kawhi had a conversation, and me and some of the other veterans, and like, it's time to turn it on, you know?
Yeah. I could see how a Kings fan would get angry and say, hey, they're only, right now, they're what? They're a game and a half out of fifth, and I get that. And so I realize, they could move up into the top five or six. I don't know that they're going to get to the top four.
No.
Maybe they do. And I also think this is kind of good news the way I see it. I don't know how people feel about the play-in. But the Jazz and the Rockets are probably out of it unless one of those four teams ahead of them, including the Kings, if they kick the door open and say, hey, you guys, come on in,
right,
then maybe. But I think we have our 10.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Agreed.
We don't know the order, but I think we have our 10 pretty much locked in.
Yeah, I think the Kings are going to be right there battling for 6, 7, 8, probably 5, 6, 7, 8. But right now, as much as I would love to say it, I think you have to trust the veteran clubs because you've seen them do it. And this is something that I've said about the Kings. When I get to see it,
yeah,
it is just like everything we keep on talking about. To change the perception, we need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to see it last year. Some people could say it's an anomaly. Now I want to see it again a second time. And then guess what? Come next year, I know we're forecasting. Then I'll be like, no, I think the Kings will be a veteran team and move forward. But I need to see it this time around.
The only thing that really I think would be a probable variable here is Clippers and the Suns and the Lakers at least. Maybe the Warriors too. I mean, they're older teams. If one guy gets hurt,
it
changes the whole equation.
Absolutely.
And that certainly, let's hope not. But that's certainly more likely with an older team.
I think that's for everybody.
If
one guy leaves the Kings rotation, the Kings are in trouble too. Like a main piece, a Malik Monk, I don't want to say names. Just a person, it's going to be a problem.
Why you want to go there?
I know. That's why I'm knocking on wood.
All right. When we come back, Mike Testa is going to join us, CEO of Visit Sacramento, on the city's big league future, at least a chance at one. That's next year. Drive, guys. It's Jay and Whitey. Yeah, Whitey and Jay today. Cal Draper should be back tomorrow. You know, Friday, we spend most of the show talking about word that the A's could be moving to Sacramento on a temporary basis. Is that going to happen? I don't know that there's anyone. There may not be anybody who actually knows. There have been a number of things that have been reported since then. Our next guest can hopefully shed some light on just what Sacramento is thinking in terms of endeavors like these. He's the president, CEO of Visit Sacramento, Mike Testa. Mike, thank you for your time. And we have no details on this potential deal right now, right?
Yeah, I wish I could be the guy that gave you the details, but I don't have them either, unfortunately. I think everybody's, you know, cautiously optimistic at what a cool thing this could be. But like you said, there's just not a lot of information yet.
What can you tell us about this in general, just Sacramento's efforts to raise its pro sports profile? Where would you say those efforts are right now?
Well, I think it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, obviously, the Kings production on the court has raised the profile, right? I mean, this city supported the Kings when they weren't very good, and now that they are, everybody's behind them, and that beam is drawing national attention. Certainly, some of our smaller sporting events that we've done, whether it's the Junior Olympics or March Madness last year or NCAA Track and Field, we've got a really strong resume of a lot of diverse sporting events here. But, you know, as you well know, that the Kings have been our one pro team. Obviously, the Rivercats, you know, from a minor league standpoint, and the Capitals from a tennis standpoint, and Republic, we've got a ton of great activity here, but you know, there's just not a lot of opportunities to bring pro teams to your city because they're in other cities.
Mike, I guess one of the questions that I would definitely ask first and foremost is kind of the infrastructure. Is Sacramento set up and ready to house a second professional team, in your opinion?
Again, I think it depends on the sport, Jay. I mean, I think from a baseball standpoint, if the A's would work at Sutter Health Park, then yeah. I mean, obviously that ballpark is got a great record and works very well. I think, you know, there's been a lot of starts and stops when it comes to professional baseball, when it comes to football and other things. You know, the good thing is typically these deals don't happen overnight where you have to have something built the next day. When we've bid on things like the Olympics or the World Cup, you know, housing a team here so they can practice, we've got some of that basic infrastructure. But if the Olympics were awarded to, say, San Francisco and Sacramento was one of the sites where venues would be, you know, you'd need a few years, if not 5 to 10 years, to build those facilities. So they generally give you the runway to do that if something big is coming.
Mike Testa is our guest, president, CEO of Visit Sacramento. Mike, here we are talking about, or we were Friday talking about, maybe the A's come here. One report said they were front runners. How significant is it that Sacramento has even worked its way into the conversation to that extent?
Well, it's hugely significant, but it doesn't surprise me. I mean, again, you look at the support that the Kings have had, whether they've had a winning record or not. You look at events like the Amgen Tour California, that cycling event, right? Yeah. When they'd show footage of it in L.A., there's people like every 20 feet standing there. In Sacramento, man, they're 10 deep, just lining the streets, banging on the signs, waiting for these riders to come in. So Sacramento shows up, whether it's music festivals or sporting events. This city comes out and supports those things. So I think that track record helps us. We've got great fan support. And so when somebody's looking to relocate here, you know, that part of the equation is already done. So it doesn't surprise me that we're getting this attention, and it's, you know, it's extremely exciting.
Then, Mike, I guess my question to you would be, as a fan and someone who's been born and raised here and, of course, has the opportunity to hear listeners every single day talking about, you know, a yearn for sports and, you know, knowing you a little bit, I guess what would be the holdup of why it has not happened? And, of course, I'm not just pinpointing the Republic because that's a league thing. But in your opinion, why has it never happened?
Well, I think a lot of it is size of the market, right? You know, we've got a top 20 media market, which is very valuable, but there are cities that are a lot bigger than Sacramento. And we're in California. There is a ton of professional sports teams in California, and obviously they want to spread those out from a geographic standpoint so that they can capitalize on those TV rights. I think that, you know, like you said, the Republic, man, that was moving forward. That felt like a done deal, and it was a strange thing the way it fell apart, and I think COVID had something to do with that. I think we've had a lot of opportunities that got to the 11th hour and just didn't happen. But, you know, the Kings is obviously a success story there. That a lot of people didn't expect that to happen, and it's been in this market for a long time. So I think we'll get there. Again, I'm somebody who tries to be optimistic with this stuff because I think this market has a ton to offer. But you just don't know. There's a lot of other factors, and, you know, a lot of it comes down to money. Is somebody willing to pay more than investors in Sacramento may be to get this thing done? It's, you know, this stuff's a business, unfortunately.
Mike Testa with us, president, CEO of Visit Sacramento. As far as the MLS saga goes, Mike, to me, obviously it didn't end well for Sacramento, but I think it's an ongoing situation. That's the way I see it. Can you share with us how educational that whole process has been for you and everybody else involved in these efforts?
Yeah, I think educational is the key word there, right? Because it felt like we were right on the place that we wanted to be, and then for a variety of reasons, it just fell apart. I think as a market, from a fan base, we demonstrated the passion, we demonstrated, you know, the hunger for this. There was a ton of support for a minor league team, which, you know, will translate into something bigger for a professional team. So, you know, I wish I could go back and tell you where things fell apart, but that's the the challenge with this stuff is that there's so many elements in here and there's so many different pieces that have to come together to make it happen. And when one of them falls away, the deal's done. And unfortunately, that's where this one ended up.
Sounds to me like, I'm sorry, no, Jed, just wanted to point out, it sounds to me, Mike, like there are other words besides educational that came to mind that you didn't feel was appropriate to share with us.
Well, it's a family radio show. I get that. So, yeah, I want to be careful here.
Well done.
Professional here, joined by Mike Testa, CEO of Visit Sacramento. Well, I guess this is something that I could lead to, and maybe you've kind of touched on it already, and there's a lot of moving parts, but this is something I know a lot of people in Sacramento would love to hear spoken about, which is the NBA All-Star Game. It just happened this past weekend here for the NBA. As you talked about, we have a gleaming, shiny new, you know, state-of-the-art facility, one of the top probably two or three in the NBA most people consider. And at the same time, we got excitement of Sacramento Kings. We have Light the Beam. Why don't we have an All-Star game here?
It is one reason and one reason alone, and I've heard this directly from the folks at the NBA. We do not have the hotel room inventory in our downtown. You need 6,000 hotel rooms in your downtown area because the NBA wants you to be able to walk out the door of your hotel and be in the middle of the party. So we've got under 4,000 hotel rooms in downtown Sacramento. We're getting there.
Okay.
It's growing.
And wait, real quick, Mike, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
When you say downtown, can you give me like a geo fence? Or does Natomas count, or is that too far over? Or like how far are we moving?
Walking distance to the Golden 1 Center.
Okay.
That's the challenge, right? Because when we proposed this to them, we thought we could shut down a lane on the freeway and get you from Rancho Cordova directly to the All-Star Game at the Golden 1 Center. No. You have to be able to walk out of your hotel room and walk to the arena or to the convention center or the street party. Again, they want you in the middle of the party where you're staying, and that's why Sacramento hasn't gotten there yet.
Wow.
The cruise ship thing is not going to work just yet, huh, Mike?
No, we proposed that too, but again, it's too far away. You got to shuttle from the cruise ship over to the party, and that doesn't work for them.
Where was the cruise ship even going to be thrown out? Like, where could we even put a cruise ship at?
We looked at Port of Sacramento. You know, oddly enough, the channel is deep enough that you could do that. We looked at different kinds of cruise ships that could be brought in, and worked with the folks in Yolo County and the city of West Sacramento. But again, it just didn't meet the requirements of the NBA. And you know, to their credit, they're strict on this. They want it to be a quality, exciting experience, and they don't want one attendee to have a better experience than another. So the rules are the rules, unfortunately.
Mike, this is probably a very ignorant question, but you know, there have been studies apparently that show that if you build a stadium, it doesn't do that much economically for your city. I'm not an economist. I don't know. There's lots of debates on how much a pro team actually helps the city. As you see it, and as Sacramento continues to work towards raising its big league profile, what are the real actual benefits to the city as we move forward with this?
Look, I think it's undeniable. As somebody who's been in this market for over 20 years, who works in tourism, we've seen what the Golden 1 Center has done, and it's done more than it ever did when it was out in Natomas. Just from the concerts that now come to Sacramento, they used to bypass us and play two or three shows in the Bay Area with one of those shows meant to capture this market. We're now getting those bands. You look at the Golden 1 Center, it is in the top five revenue-grossing arenas in the country. It grosses more than the Chase Center in San Francisco.
How about that?
So that tells you that the programming is robust and it's generating a lot of people. And you know, I talk to hoteliers, depending on the concert, each hotel are seeing 20 rooms just from that concert. So, you know, the impact into our economy is about much more than just in the walls of the Golden 1 Center. It's all the business activity that's happening outside of that building. And we've seen a ton of that. And even, you know, as it came out of COVID, I think it was the seventh highest grossing arena in the world, ahead of the O2 Center in London. So people think, you know, Sacramento, we're not doing that much, man. You look at some of these buildings, or Aftershock being the third highest revenue grossing festival in the world. We host that in Sacramento. This market, no pun intended, is making a lot of noise on things like this, and it's generating attention for us.
Mike, before we let you go, this is something personal that I have to ask, and Whitey had a chuckle at this. Coming from South Sacramento,
Don't ask him.
Coming from South Sacramento, and you know, where I was born and raised, I used to look up at the water tower, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it said City of Trees. And mm-hmm. now when I go by there, I don't live there anymore, but as I drive by there, now it says Farm to Fork. Look, I don't even know what it says more because I'm that hurt. I'm that hurt. Why? What happened?
What do you mean when you were coming up? The Welcome to City of Trees was painted on there in 2009. Well, are you like 17? Right?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually 15, actually. But
so here's the thing. Look, there are 30 cities that identify as the City of Trees, including 7 in California.
But they're not Sacramento, though.
Surely we are worthy of not sharing our identity with 29 other cities. What we do better than anybody else is grow food, and that's why that's on there. That doesn't mean we're not.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The City of Trees, it doesn't mean we're not the River City and all those things that are part of our heritage. But we grow most of the food that feeds the rest of the country, and that's worthy of celebrating.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I know that.
You
must have been asked that a few times, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. We appreciate your time very much, Mike. Thank you. Hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Woo. That was not a bad question, I guess, after all. Yeah. Mike Testa with us, and as far as the A's go.
City of Trees, man.
Yeah. It's always going to be City Trees to you.
I mean, I just can't get it. I can't even print it. I can't even speak it out anymore. I'm hurt. I'm hurt, Whitey.
What
City
you got
trees,
to tell you?
Man.
Are the A's coming to Sacramento on an interim basis?
I'm gonna say yes.
Really?
I'm
you don't want
yes.
to, though, do you? Because I don't.
February 20th, 2:43, I'm saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
You?
I don't think they are. Okay. And I know it's still possible. And based on what's been reported over the weekend, it sounds like even if the A's go, it sounds like Oakland's major league future is a little brighter than it appeared a week ago. And I'd be fine with that.
Staying
Oakland
in Oakland.
Keeps a team one way or the other, you know, whether it's the A's go and they replace them, or I would be 100% fine.
So wait, you're saying you would be okay if they stayed there 3 years knowing that they're still leaving to Vegas?
Yeah, but I think what I'm saying is it sounds like even if that happens, that would be done with maybe a little guarantee. There's no such thing as a little guarantee that, you know what, Oakland, we're going to take care of you. Sounds like that's one of the big points they're talking about. And if there's some guarantee Oakland's going to keep a team or get a team, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, if there's a guarantee, there's something on the back end of this where, you know, we scratch your back, you scratch our back. Yeah, I the other thing for me, though, would be this. I would hope that you would leave the brand in Oakland as well.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
if you know, you could take everything but the brand, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, if you say, I would say this, if they took the brand with them and the A's were to get a startup team and they were, to, you know, the Oakland, whatever, the Oakland Spiders or something, like, it wouldn't feel the same for me.
Right, right. We can keep the Oakland A's and they can have the Las Vegas Jacks or whatever they are, right?
Aces part two.
Coolest moment of the All-Star weekend for Kings fans. That was an easy one. It's next here with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Look at that, Jay. You're educating people. On the YouTube chat, Manny Too Legit says, I didn't even know they changed the name of the City of Trees. That's lame. Yeah, man. We're not technically the City of Trees anymore.
No. Nah, fork to farm.
Farm to fork.
Is it? You sure?
Because it's farm.
Farm to four. Yeah, that's right.
Four.
Okay,
it
makes sense.
Yeah.
It just tells you. I've just been so upset with a Whitey. I don't even want to get it right.
It tells you that you're in your brain's like, no. I don't want to get it right.
Yeah, I don't even want to.
Because I don't like it.
The concept of what it is, I don't even want to say it properly anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Farm to fork.
Yeah. Compuses aren't all cities farm to fork.
Yes. I would hope so.
Well, no. I mean, not all cities grow as much as. You know, if we feed the nation, supposedly.
But I mean,
he was ready. I'll tell you this, and you know this.
Yes,
Mike was ready to go, and you came at him with that.
Yeah, he was. He was 100% ready to go. Like 100% ready to go. Yeah. I mean, he was to the point where, you know, he was like, "Dude, get with it.
Yeah,
figure it out.
Right.
You know, this is the new thing. You know, we're no longer City of Trees, and we don't want to share the same." Basically, what Mike said is we don't want to share the title with another city. Which, who else is considered City of Trees?
I don't know.
He said there was 30 other places.
Yeah.
I'm about to text Mike and get that information.
I'll say this, though. I see your point. I mean, if you ask somebody, hey, where do you want to live? I'll give you two choices. You can live in the City of Trees.
There you go.
Or you can live in the Farm to Fork. Right? Where would you want to live?
City yeah, of the Oxygen.
Give me the City of Trees. Come that on. Sounds great.
Right. Farm to Fork.
There you are.
Ooh.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. JR is back with us on Sacktown Sports. Hello, JR.
Hey, yes. Dancing Penguins is dope. But I have to say, dancing penguins that are actually pugs dressed up like penguins dancing is actually more dope.
Yeah, it might be, huh? Awesome. Interesting concept. Yeah.
I'd pay to go see that over a friggin' All-Star game any day of the week. Whether it was in the Farm to Fork City or friggin' City of Trees, I'd go to either venue.
Either one. Yeah.
Well, we all know, if you don't know, Jay, Whitey screwed up our whole Republic MLS opportunity back in the day, him and Kreidler.
He was just, yeah. You know what's funny, JR? He was just telling me this story during the break.
Really? Yeah, he kept poking fingers and asking experts like, you know who, what do you think? Is it going to be real? And I was working for someone who pulled out at the last second, and the MLS said, I don't like you. I like San Diego. I don't know why.
JR and Jay, I don't think I've ever told Jay this story. You've probably heard it, JR. This actually happened one of the times when it looked like the MLS was going to come here. I called up the MLS league office. And I said, so-and-so from Sacramento, I'd like to talk to the commissioner. He said, hold on. And then someone else comes on and says, oh, you're from Sacramento? And I said, yeah. He said, do you wish to invest? And I was like, no. And that's when I knew, oh, man, I don't think this
thing. Are you serious?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you quickly say, this is Carmichael Dave, and I'd like to leave a message?
I did, and then they hung up on me. Yeah.
Yes, they did. They said, don't drive that RV to here. Like, repaint it friggin' red and gold. What other colors we have that aren't Kings? That was a horrible day. Yeah, as you know, diehard Giants fan, I would love for it to come in. The one thing I think all the fans are thinking is we don't want the revenue to go to the A's owner. We somehow keep the revenue for, the City of Trees.
Right, right.
We'd want it to stay here in the Farm to Fork capital. And I don't know if you could pull that off. You'd have to make every concession stand a community service kind of, donation, I guess. But
would you feel, JR, as a guy who was front and center when the Kings almost left, and I know you felt the pain as much as anybody, would you feel in a way like you were just turning a cold shoulder to Oakland A's fans who were kind of going through the same thing if we supported the, even if just the short-term Sacramento A's?
It's so close to be no-cal, and there's a lot of A's fans, of course, lots of Giants fans right here, in the extended area up the 80, and even though we hate the Warriors now and used to love them, it's a little different. I mean, Seattle, we were bitter, man. And then there was one other location, L.A., I think, Anaheim, right?
Yeah,
it's so bitter. That's L.A. I don't know. It feels a little different because of the geographical relevance to it. I will say, talking about dope early on, you know that Vegas stadium in about 5 years is going to be dope for a baseball place. So I'm going to have to be honest. I can't wait to see what that freaking looks like in 2030. But for now, I totally support it and be good with it.
Thank you. I am
all over the map. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what that stadium is supposed to look like because every rendering I've seen is like they're totally different.
Yeah, it's like something from the Jetsons. Then you see something where it's like, that's iRobot. Yeah, like,
we're going to do that just on half of the size of the lot. So that's all. That'll be great.
Yeah. The one thing I've taken from all of this, just working the phones, having Mike Testas, having, Brody Brazil on last week, all these different players that is a part of making the A's, or not making, but having the A's relocate somewhere, no one knows.
Yeah.
There aren't details for anyone to report because there aren't any details to report, if that makes sense.
Right.
It's like, what?
It's almost like by design.
Yes.
It's like, if we don't commit to anything, then nothing can really go wrong. Nothing could go right either. But yeah, everything is so vague and shadowy that it's all, there's just no substance to any of it.
Yeah. It's all behind closed doors.
Uh-huh.
As you said, there's a lot of snickering and whispering going on. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we hear reports, which, like you said, probably comes from the team itself to get out, you know, to put something out there and make it, put a spin on it and get us to talk about it and stay in the news. And, you know, but when it's really all said and done, there's nothing concrete right now.
Yeah. Yeah, we will get to, as I promised, the best thing to come out of All-Star Weekend for the Kings. And we're all over the A story and a number of things that have happened just since Friday when we on these airways were talking about, oh, the Sacramento is the front runner. Crazy situation gets crazier and crazier. And we roll on here from the City of Trees, the Farm to Fork Capital. That's your call. Drive Guys, Sactown Sports.
City of Trees.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.